I'd like to give you an example of how my days used to be when I was a financial planner and how they're different today and why that matters to me and why I think it's going to matter to you as you go through these principles. In the old days, I would, as a financial planner, I also sold stocks and bonds as a part of that. And I remember my clients would come in and they would speak to me about the work and the needs they had. And I would do my best as a certified financial planner to serve their needs. I would answer questions, I would ask questions, I would do some planning, but I never felt the freedom to go beyond what they presented me. I wanted to be a good financial planner and respond to their needs. I was in the people-pleasing business. And as a result, I did a mediocre job in retrospect. I was conscientious, but it was mediocre. It wasn't complete enough. I didn't feel the freedom to go deep, to penetrate, to ask tough questions, to go further than my profession permitted me to go. And as a coach, I can now go as far as I want to go with anyone, as long as it's within legal and ethical limits. And that's an example of sometimes you may have to change your profession or your job to give you the kind of freedom you want to do the work that you most want to do. And the old days, too, I remember the biggest concern about financial planners back in the early 80s was how would we get more clients? And some were the golfing types that would go out and, you know, get clients on the golf course. And I couldn't figure out how you do that. They did such a great job of it. And here I was timid to pick up the phone, even to call someone back who was interested. I was just that timid. And I wish I had known then what I know now. And the problem I was facing back then, as perhaps some of you might face today, is that I was focusing on getting a result. I needed more clients. That was my focus. I needed more clients to build a practice. And if I were to go back there today with what I know today from the attraction principles, I would go back with only one point of view, one focus. And that would be to add value to anyone I could meet, client or not, in the area of financial planning. I would go in to make sure they started saving. I would be more directive in the work that I did, more self-confident. I'd be more selective of clients. I'd be more demanding. I'd expect more of people. And I'd be a lot more effective with them as well. I wouldn't be such a nice person. I'd be someone who was going to help them actually do something well with their money, more than the traditional training that I had before. So what's different now, though, in my current life is that before I had a schedule of appointments every day, today I have almost no appointments. I find that I work better without appointments. Now, this is someone who had appointments for a very long time in their life. I was an accountant and a financial planner, but I found a better way today. I have clients who call me when they need help. I don't schedule appointments. And clients call me when they need help. I also found better ways to use my time. So rather than doing one-to-one work, I will write or I will do some training or something over the telephone on a whim when I want to. So there isn't this scheduling dilemma. People can access me almost 24/7 if I'm awake, and I'm always available to them. And to me, that's a pretty cool lifestyle. And I can choose not to be available. But I have a number of clients and friends who have adapted their way of making money to make sure that it is not with scheduled time. The freedom of getting up in the morning and knowing that you can do what you want to do that day and respond to the events of the day as they occur, to them, that's the highest possible quality of life. And for me, it took these attraction principles to find out what I most wanted in life, as well as to find a way to restructure to make sure that I was being selfish enough, not just to want something, but to put it into place. And our first principle in this program is about becoming incredibly selfish, and that's the first step to the other 27. And I'll tell you more about that because there's a very positive way for you to be incredibly selfish. It doesn't mean you're going to be needy. It means you're going to be generous and gracious and incredibly selfish, and that's going to be an important first step in this process for you. I'm a guy who's always had a lot of good ideas, and I had so many good ideas that I couldn't do much with them, and when I tried to do something with them, it would take too long. I'd get frustrated, so I'd come up with a new idea to replace that idea. We go in cycles and circles. And I don't know about if I'm the only one around, but I see a lot of people having a lot of great ideas, and some of them get excited about them and make no further step than other than having the thrill of having a good idea. They can't put it into practice. And they say, well, they're too busy, or they got kids, or they get distracted, or they can't figure out what the first step is. And the solution to all of that, in my opinion, is to develop some friends and share some of your ideas with friends and ask them to be your supportive partners in the process. Now, in terms of the attraction principles, one of the ways to turn your friends into your supportive partners in this is to tell them how to please you. It's one of the attraction principles you'll be learning about. Show them how to please you. You can tell your friends, listen, you'll make me feel very, very happy if you'll work with me and talk to me about some of these ideas. And your friends may very much want to spend time with you on these, But you may have been keeping your ideas to yourself, and that's a mistake. It's important to share your ideas with other people, people that you trust, and involve them in your creative process. What you're also going to find is that as you become more attractive, you're going to attract more and more people to you who will then become the structure of support you're going to need to take from your idea and converting it into a revenue stream. It's a long process from raw idea to money and checking account that sticks. And by using the attraction principles, you'll increase the number of ideas that come to you, as well as the quality of people that come to you in your life as well. And they're going to be the ones you're going to need in order to implement your idea rather than just design it.